What's up, y'all? Love and Hip Hop, episode 11, Friends with Benefits. Yes, that is still a thing.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
This song is so apropos. Brooke needs to shake off Booby. Lady needs to shake off Moniece. Hazel needs to shake off Rosé. And the list goes on and on and on. Welcome, y'all, to Love and Hip Hop, episode 11, Friends with Benefits. My name is TK Trinidad. I want to first say thank you to my girls for holding it down last week. Appreciate it.
Gotcha.
And speaking of the girls, introduce yourself and all that social and all that good stuff.
What's up, guys? Thanks for tuning in. I'm Imani Blackman, and you can find me at Imani underscore Blackman.
Hey, hey, what's up, guys? Thanks so much for tuning in yet again. I'm Brittany Q. Hill, one of your hosts for tonight, and you can follow me on all social media platforms at Brittany Q. Hill.
Hey, y'all, you can follow me on all my social media under Cynthia Nicole 5. I'm Cynthia Nicole.
All right. Okay, let's just get into it. There's so much to get to, into. Well, let's talk about this whole Brooke Valentine, Booby, Hazel-y, Marcus Black.
Drama.
And we can add some Bridget, sprinkle some Bridget in that. Sprinkle some Bridget in that. So, wow. Let's just like skip to the end and just move back. So, Brooke really wants to be with Marcus.
She was on her knees.
Yeah,
she was on her knees for him.
I was like, we get on our knees now?
He said, stop doing that. Get up.
Yeah.
I appreciate that he did that, you know?
Mm-hmm. I think she really liked him. I don't know about her relationship situations as far as how many relationships she's been in her lifetime, but it feels like at that age you should be able to, like, all right, you can't be playing games with folks, even if they did cheat on you, because I know you guys were like, oh man, it's like, no, did you forget that
mm-hmm. Thank you for that reminder. I was like, wait, you're
right.
Cheat on I still believe in forgiveness. I'm team Brooke and Marcus. I really think that there's something special between them, and if they can work it out, then they can show other couples
I agree. I think Brooke was more on a like a revenge tip,
right?
You know what I mean?
We
always
you can't do
that.
Right.
They think they say that the quickest way to get over someone is like by jumping to someone else. And I feel like Booby was just not even a real rebound. He was half a rebound.
Right. Well, that's the thing, though. It's the quickest way to get to over somebody is jump to someone else. But that's if you're ready to be over that person.
Right.
She wasn't ready to be over with Marcus, but she was using Booby as like a hanging thread or something like that, which is, it's going to backfire.
Yeah.
Especially somebody like Marcus, who's in the industry. Like, you see pretty girls all the time.
Right.
You could be replaced.
Like that.
Oh.
Hello.
But do you guys feel that she's confusing Booby? Because he's going into it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, Catalina.
And he really likes her.
Catalina.
Yeah.
It's
so beautiful.
Yeah. It's beautiful, but it's not cheap.
No.
Right. Okay. No, he's really trying to woo her right now. But I think Brooke, she's just riding the fence. And I think solely because she, like she said, she wanted to get Marcus's attention. She wanted to make him feel something. Like,
and she was hurt.
Yeah, she was hurt. I mean, you know,
I just don't like how Marcus is almost pretending like he didn't cheat and getting mad at her, and it seems
to his defense, she called him out and she's like, no, bring Jade here, and he did that because you know, some people be like, ah, like, we'll get to that, and they try to, like, you know, cover it up. He's like, all right, like, okay, cool, like, it was my mistake. Not to say he's not gonna do it again, a la Kevin Hart, but you know, it's like, okay, I did. I'm gonna bring Jade in. I'm gonna break up with her. You know, I did this in front of you. Like, now you would assume that they're like on point.
Right.
It's like, okay, we are honest with each other. And then she could say, look, you really hurt my feelings. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's gonna take some time for me to get back into that place. But they could have worked together on the relationship instead of being like, oh, okay, well, I'm gonna put you on pause in LA.
Right. It's kind of like what one of you guys just said. It's not like we're too grown to be playing games.
Yeah, you can't do
with each other.
I like really think she should give him a second chance because he could change. Like, there are people out there who do change.
Wait a minute, though.
She is trying to give him a second chance.
Once a cheater, always a cheater.
Right, but let's call out the BS, because there's one thing about men. It's like, when men cheat, we're supposed to give second chances,
right?
To forgive. But when women do it, it's like,
they're
men act like it's the end of the world. They don't want to forgive. They want to, you know what I'm saying? Let's let's call out the BS, guys. Ooh. Cut it out.
Right. Because next week he's gonna be like, you kissed him. He's gonna be like, you kissed him, and then he's gonna
you gotta get cut so off all ties.
Yeah,
right.
He's about to get so mad. But you slept with Jade, like, right. And you had her thinking they were in a relationship together.
Yeah.
And I kissed Booby, and you're here
was
mad.
Still married. Come on. But,
I mean, maybe Marcus used the paralegal to get his documents done, or like
you don't gotta
get, she gave him a little discount. A little free 99.
I'm just saying.
So you're saying that he should explain to Brooke, like, look, this is way hella expensive. Like, let me just use this penis to, like, just even the score, and right. Then we can continue. And you know what? In all honesty, if he said that, I would prefer that. I was like, look, I was just using this trick to get what I need to get done. Right. Even though it's still dirty, I'd be like, all right, you on your hustle? Like, let's keep on moving.
Right. That's more money I could spend on you.
Exactly.
Right. I mean, not like...
I'm not with it.
Like, I feel like also, like, Bridget, she needs to be honest with Brooke because she just found out about that scene, too.
Oh, okay.
Wait, what?
Oh, because
of Bridget's ex
and Marcus.
They were sitting down, and then
he shouldn't have said that. Yeah. But so they were sitting down, and Marcus was telling Brooke about how she was hanging out with Booby that night that her and Brooke were together.
Oh, and she was
together.
Like, oh, she told you? Yeah. Right. Yeah.
I love that. That was...
But in my mind, I'm like, you gotta know she's friends with both of y'all. You have to know that the conversation. I mean,
well, that wasn't her place to like tell. They need to talk it out, Brooke and Marcus.
I agree, but as a friend, I feel like the way she presented it to him was not like it
not
wasn't
super
wrong.
Shady.
It
yeah,
was
yeah.
Shady. Yeah.
She was
yeah.
just saying
I feel
what,
like she
would have
said
happened.
It in front of Brooke, you know?
Because the thing is, it with Brooke, she made it seem like this was the end of the relationship, and they were going to come back eventually. But at this moment, they were separate. And when you separate or you break up or you take a pause in a relationship, you guys should really determine what the factors are. It's like, okay, we're separated for a moment,
right.
But don't be doing this and this, and else I'll be very upset. Yeah. That doesn't mean the person can or can't do it. They can do whatever they want.
That's grown people talk. People don't have those kind of conversations,
well,
but
I mean,
they need
Gabrielle
to.
Gabrielle Union and Dwayne Wayne didn't.
Ooh. Ooh. I love them,
but they're still together. They happy. Yeah, I love Gabby. And she, her, and Dwayne up on the shoulders. I love it.
Up on the
Gabby,
shoulders.
I love it. Oh, she's so beautiful. Well, I mean, she's like, all right, cool. This is my man. She, and we don't even see that kid. I don't even know what that kid looks like.
I didn't even know if the kid was legitimately like his. Like, that's a real thing.
Wait, who are we talking about?
I know.
Gabrielle Union and Dwayne Wade, they were...
separated.
They were married or engaged. I think they were engaged at the time. They were separated, and, you know, they were separated, and he supposedly got some chick pregnant.
Had a love child.
Yes.
But I don't know if the love child was fake. As far as I know, the love child was real, but I have never seen... I've seen the other kids.
Right.
But I don't see that kid.
They got so much money, they can just, like... put it under
she
the table.
They gave the baby mom some hush money.
Yeah.
That's what
basically.
That's like.
And he probably visits the kid like going
years.
Through tunnels.
Yeah.
So
I can't stand y'all.
So what do you think of the whole thing with Hazel E and Booby? Like, is she delusional? I'm so confused. Because she has Rose.
I feel like, and no shade to this chick, but I feel like she gets real delusional when it comes to men, because she, a couple seasons back, she was like that with Young Bird.
Right.
Bird, whatever your name
Young
is.
Young Bird, yeah.
She thought it was something, and and Bird was like, nah, you just my
that
little
was
smash
so
piece.
Sad. Yeah.
I mean...
Yes and no, it really depends on, you have to read the signs, but also you can get confused if somebody's treating you
like girlfriend,
and then you're all of a sudden surprised, because I had a friend like that, he does that all the time, I'm like, dude, you can't be treating these girls like they're girlfriends, and then get upset when they come after you
with some feelings.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm sorry, but if you're FaceTiming, that tells you right there, that's not a relationship. Like,
why do you say that?
Because he was FaceTiming her. Like, that's...
So what does that mean?
Like, I think she is getting really attached, and she got confused that FaceTiming is something, like, even more special.
But he was hanging out at her house, too.
Booby. And Brooke was there, right? Supposedly,
no, I think he was hanging at... her house, or she was at his house, and then Brooke called him, and like she knew that Hazel was there. Or
Brooke
something like
called
that.
Him on
FaceTime. Yeah.
So like, I'm just confused, like where Hazel thinks that there's something. Yeah.
Well, like, I mean, if you get
if you get
those good morning texts every day,
right?
And you get those, hey, what when you I'm doing see at you noon?
Yeah.
You getting that?
Hope
okay,
you have a good day.
Yeah. Right. Hope you have a good day, boo. What's
and
up,
Boobie
big
seems
head?
Like that type. He yeah. seems real sweet. Yeah. So he probably
so bitter. Yeah.
When you get all those texts, like somebody like has emotions for you and is caring for you.
Yeah.
Like it takes time to like text people. Yeah. Like I'm backed up on texts, and that's just from the day. Like yeah. you know what I'm saying? Like it takes time, and you
TK
and you
pop it.
I'm like, I got no messages.
I know. What's the secret, TK?
My phone dry.
TK got the juice. Well,
I'm over here like
right, phone dry.
Yeah. So with that case, like you know, you have your top folks that you text back all the time, whether it be your friends, family, whatever, and then everybody mm-hmm. else falls by the wayside. Mm-hmm. However, if you get you and you know the texting game, like mm-hmm. if you getting that those texts back, or even those are unwanted texts in the beginning yeah. from a dude,
yeah.
you're gonna be like, oh, this guy likes me, because if it's just a smashing thing. Then he's texting you at 2:00 in the morning.
Right.
Right. But your friends could write you, good morning, did you eat breakfast? Like, does that mean that you like me?
Your friends text you that?
Right.
Oh, yeah. I don't like, get well, no good morning text. I'm trying to work out, so they're trying to be helpful. But.
Oh, that's a whole different. But if your friends text you good morning, big head, then they want some head.
No. Right. They're like, good morning, did you eat breakfast?
Yeah, that's different. That's the same thing you're on with it.
If my friend's watching, y'all better text me tomorrow and ask me, did I eat breakfast?
Cake,
no, right. Don't care nothing about that. When the earthquake, were you guys there for the earthquake?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, on my Snapchat, my Listen. Story, I was like, y'all don't come to my house. I'm prepared. If you don't hear from me, I'm back in Canada.
Did you guys
don't
all worry. Feel it?
Yeah,
I felt that was the strongest Anaheim, one that I felt. And I'm usually
3.6.
Like, I don't usually get freaked out with the earthquakes, but that one shook the crap out of me.
Oh, really? I was ready to go. I didn't get my gun.
Are you guys?
You go shoot the earthquake.
Wait. I was just ready that if there was another thing that came, if it was like a 6.9 or 8 and some stuff, so I started popping off and
when
people started getting
this?
A little crazy.
You want to shoot somebody?
I was ready.
I'm like, are we prepared for Armageddon?
I know. Yeah, I'm so prepared for it.
Wait, when was this?
I was asleep for a
minute. Maybe when your friend texts you about breakfast, you was flipping over those pancakes. You didn't feel it.
It was like a week ago.
It was a week ago, I think last Tuesday or Monday.
Oh yeah.
You know what? It was last week on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I remember.
It was later. It was at like night.
Oh yeah.
Brooke and I didn't write her boo's name. Brooke and
James.
What do you think of that relationship?
They're on completely different pages yeah. right now. I don't believe that Bridget is really feeling the relationship all that much.
I don't think James is.
I think the problem is that I do agree, if you forgive someone, then you can't keep bringing that situation up. You have to close it and let it go, because James keeps bringing up the fact that she's cheated.
Yeah.
And after a while, for her, yeah, you realize you did wrong, you cheated, but you don't want to hear about it anymore. I'm trying to move on and make the relationship better. Stop bringing it up every time we argue.
That's right. If you chose to forgive me, then let's close that chapter and move on.
If you keep hanging it
over my head, like, we're not going to get anywhere. We can't heal that way.
Well, they need to go some counseling. I know black folks don't like to go counseling, but
they need to do
like
something.
It's not a bad thing.
It's not.
Because sometimes a counselor just kind of is a mirror, and it kind of helps you kind of get your thoughts out, and so now you're both on the same page.
Yeah.
But you say you forgive somebody, but you don't really know how to forgive somebody over multiple affairs, then, you know, that's like a scab. And you keep picking on the scab, and now you expect somebody to, like, be able to get over it, and they can't.
Yeah.
So they need some help. If they really want to save the relationship, then they might need to do some counseling or just, you know, forget it.
Yeah. And to me, though, it looks like they're trying to keep a dead thing alive. You know, when you're so used to being with... They've been together for a long time, and it's just... It's a habit. You're so used to each other, and you want it to work, but sometimes you just gotta let things... Mm.
Maybe they can just be really good friends.
Yeah.
And leave it at
that. There's nothing wrong with that.
Mm. We'll see. That song that Marcus had for Bridget, though, I was really feeling that.
Yeah, she can sing. She can sing.
Yeah.
It's better than the other song.
Pussy feels so good.
But she liked that song.
She knew better than to trust Ray J.
You can toss that song on the B side of the album. Do they even make B sides of album? I don't even know.
It didn't seem like her, though. You know what I mean? And I know she wanted to get out of what she's been used to doing, but shooting money out your coochie, that's not the way to do it.
Yeah, but you can be sexy without those lyrics.
The sound effect, though. Speaking of coochies, Alexa, Sky, Masika, Zell Swag, and we can even add a little bit of, oh my gosh, Fetty Wap in that situation. So, for you guys who don't know, so a little side note that wasn't on the show, for, you know, super fans, you guys know that Alexa Sky is currently pregnant by Fetty Wap. Has that been confirmed? Is it Fetty Wap? Is Fetty Wap the father?
It hasn't been officially confirmed, just like Kylie Jenner's pregnancy, but anyway.
Kylie Jenner's.
I've been trying to figure that out. But, and it hasn't been confirmed yet.
My thing is, though, is that when it's not true, I feel like they're so quick to deny it. Like, come on, y'all, that's just a rumor. But, like, when they don't say anything, it's there's more room true. To believe it's true.
Yeah. Well, she's pregnant, so congratulations to her. Mm-hmm. So let's go first to Masika and Zell.
I think that makes me sad when I see friendships that you've been friends for so long. I think she said 10 years. Mm-hmm. And to just go downhill so fast. When she even said, she's like, I went to sleep, we were friends, I woke up, we weren't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, like, that sucks because you've been a part of someone's life for all those years.
Right.
And,
yeah. Well, it's because they're both being petty. You know, mm-hmm. real friends, like, I just feel like they need to sit down, talk about, like, this is how I feel about you, what you did wrong, mm-hmm. and, like, let it die. But to keep throwing jabs at each other and being petty, you're not going to resolve that.
Well, I think it all definitely started with Alexa Sky and, you know, Alexa Sky and Masika's beef, mm-hmm. which they still haven't, you know, figured out or what's kind of going down with that. And then if Alexa Sky is pregnant by Fetty Wap, that's going to be
their reunion.
I just kind of feel that even if you're friends 1 month or 10 years, the person's true colors start to show. Mm-hmm. And you really need to pay attention. Like, is that really what is the real issue? But I think it's Mr. Ray between them.
Oh, he's definitely hurt.
Yeah, like, I think they're putting too much emotion into it. And mm-hmm. they're, like, they need to look deeper inside what the real issue is. I'm reading this book right now, so it has me like...
I know, you're so calm.
Is this the counselor
right
here?
She needs to forgive him.
Forgive,
like... Even though he cheated. Like, okay.
Then, no.
She's one with her. Yes, like, I really feel like if you can remove the emotions and figure out what the issue is,
right.
they're going to be friends. Like, mm-hmm. but just pay attention to those true colors, because yeah. that says a lot.
I agree with
Dr. that, Five over there.
Five. It's like, okay, you shaded me once or twice, but, like, now you're continuously being petty. I'm starting to really question your character.
But it feels like that's kind of not necessarily the petty stuff, but definitely the shade is a part of their relationship. So, meaning that, like, you know, some friends tend to... I think definitely Mr. Ray is an issue between that relationship, and Zell definitely felt like, you know, he was being replaced. Mm-hmm. And when you feel like that, instead of going to, you know, Masika, say, like, hey, like, what's the deal, whatever, they didn't have that conversation
right.
because they were dealing with the whole Alexa Sky thing, mm-hmm. and Masika didn't want to deal with that, and Zell was always there to kind of, like, protect her.
Yeah.
So then she shows up, and it's just kind of like, okay, what's the deal with that?
Right.
So he feels like she's not on his side anyway, because she's hanging around with Mr. Ray, so he's like, F sides. That. Let me go with Alexis.
There's this book called The Five Love Languages, and it talks about sometimes people, you know, they use a certain love language, and they're angry, and they're fighting, they use their emotions, and I think they truly do love each other, mm-hmm. but they don't know how to express it to each other. And that's, like, the biggest thing that they need to work on is express it in a calm, loving way. Mm-hmm. So,
for real.
Yeah, I mean, there's
calling.
People,
you might need to be somebody's therapist.
I love me some five love languages, but in a friendship, I think true friendship, they should just know you for, like, they should just accept you for all your flaws, and the honesty. You can be as honest with them as possible.
But not yelling and screaming and talking about financial issues. Like, that
exactly.
Has,
yeah, that's nothing to do with anything.
Yes.
But also, we have to remember they're filming a show. So I kind of feel like it's also about how extra can you be.
Yeah.
That's what the show should be called. You know?
Zell is getting his life right now.
Yeah, so it's like you're trying to be extra. But if the cameras are off and you actually had an opportunity to talk to one another, I think all the beefs in the whole show.
With no cameras.
No cameras talking as civil people, you wouldn't be up in any restaurant going crazy if the cameras...
Throwing shoes.
I don't know
about that.
I don't know. I kind of feel like it's a fight. Like, when I see fights in middle school or high school, and when there's people, everyone gets around, and everyone's like, oh, let's
go. You gotta put on a show.
Yeah, put on a show.
Happened, right?
Yeah, you're like,
mm-hmm. And action.
That's cool, yeah, man. Speaking of fights, another like off topic that wasn't on the show but was on TMZ and all other things. So Zell made good on his word when he was on the show about 2 weeks ago, and definitely popped off at Mr. Ray at the reunion special last week. That's there's stuff here and there. So I mean, he made good on his promise. He said that, you know, whenever he's gonna see him, he's gonna pop off at him, and that's what happened. Both Zell and Mr. Ray went on different interviews on different places. I think Hollywood Unlocked, some other spots. So yeah, talking about that. I don't know. There's a lot of fights. A lot of people got kicked off the show. Hazel Lee. We can just go to Hazel Lee and Mr. and Rose and that whole situation. What do you think is her? That was like last week, but her whole thing with her mom not liking Rose, and now she's going after Booby. Do you?
I feel like because of her mom was hesitant about Rose, she's trying to, you know, you trust your mom's opinion, so she's kind of being like, okay, well, maybe I could take a step back and try something else.
Right, but Rose is 19. Mm-hmm. He's not ready for all that.
Right.
Like, Hazel E., she's 38, I believe. Mm-hmm. She's ready for a family. I'm assuming, like, she might want to stay in the streets, but it doesn't seem like that.
Yeah.
So it looks like she's ready to, like, settle down. She has her businesses going, all this other stuff. Now she needs, like, a king. Mm-hmm. But Rose is not.
Yeah, I think I said last week that I feel that you date at the level of your self-esteem. So I feel like your choice in men, I feel like, is a direct reflection of how you view yourself. And that might be why she tries so hard to stay relevant. I mean, you know, I be spinning sometimes bars. Okay. So I feel like it says a lot about how she views herself. You know?
Shut it down.
Oh, yes. Well,
good night.
We said bye.
Oh boy. So AD and Moniece.
Such a tragedy. So AD decided to pack her bags and move out. I mean, she says she's ready to move out. I kind of agree with her, you know? Yeah. I feel like they moved too soon.
They did.
You know what I mean? Like,
well, I didn't even know that she was almost forced to move in when the relationship started. Like, I'm still
trapped.
Yeah, I'm still on the fence whether you should live together or not before marriage and all this other stuff. But I feel like you can't force somebody to, like, look, we're in a relationship, therefore we...
She was like, if you move out, we're not together. And AD is like, I want to move out, but I still want to work it out with our distance. And because I think that would be healthier.
I think it would help the relationship, me actually.
Too. I think Moniece is probably maybe feels that if she can't watch AD, then, you know, she's going to go off and do all this crazy stuff. Mm-hmm. And then that's going to make her, you know, more.
Yeah.
You know, it's like if you're watching somebody, even though they're kind of doing some shady stuff, then you at least know what's going on. But if you don't know what's going on, that's going to make you more crazy and panicky.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think she wanted her to move in the house. Like, okay, we're in a relationship now. So therefore.
I can see you.
Yeah. But if you live somewhere else, I can't see you. I can't see what you're doing. I don't know what you're doing. Yeah. And AD also mentioned that when they first met, she was popping bottles in the club.
Yeah.
You know nothing.
So you knew what you were saying. Nothing good
happens in the club, especially after 2 a.m.
Right.
Ain't nothing good happening. So AD was up in the club with Alexa Sky. Tiffany was there.
All bad.
Yeah. See, I feel like there's boundaries. They're not broken up, and just because they're in an argument right now and you know that those two don't get along, and I would never want someone to know more about me than my partner does. And the fact, I don't like the fact that AD went to the club, like, you knew Alexis was doing what she do, like, trying to flirt with you. You don't let her get you to that point because you know, like, your girl doesn't like her.
Right.
So I'm not about to be all touchy-touchy.
I think AD was wrong for that.
Yeah.
My question is, Tiffany sending that to Moniece, was that Tiffany being vindictive? Like, ha-ha, you thought your girl
absolutely.
You think, okay.
Yeah.
There's a couple of things.
Because I'm like, why was she out her best friend
she's
like
not
that?
Like, you know what I mean? Honey, I want you to see this information because I care for you.
Yeah. It's like, but if AD's her best friend, like, you just outed your best friend.
Yeah.
So that's why I was like,
so they can break up.
She feels that relationship is not good. But the thing is, like, if you're in a relationship and your partner is saying, look, like, this, like, let's have a conversation. This is not working out. Let's have a conversation. This is not working out.
Right.
And you're like, no, and you keep on shutting them down. Not to say that 80 is supposed to land in somebody's cooch, but
I mean, she said, it got Moniece's attention,
right? But that's the whole thing. That's where, you know, I think communication is a big thing. So I know, I can't remember if Monice did do, I think she did do some counseling the, either season two or three or something like that. Mm-hmm. I think that, I don't know if she still is, that might be an ongoing thing as far as communication and seeing, because nobody's really, there's no problem per se, but you have to take it, take acknowledgement to the parts that you created for that situation.
Yeah.
I don't think Monice is doing that.
She never takes accountability. I mean, I feel like her, she apologizes every once in a blue moon, but I feel like taking full responsibility and accountability for how we got here, because it takes two, you know, she doesn't do that.
But maybe she
in all her relationships, if you guys look back on some of the other seasons with Rich Dollars, and I mean, it just seems like it's a recurring thing.
Rich actually seemed like he was for her.
Yeah, I think so.
Actually seemed like he was Team Monice.
But maybe she doesn't know how to communicate, and some people show it by listening and being observant.
The five love languages.
Yes. But she didn't know how to express it because she might be in shock that they just broke up. So,
but they didn't break up then.
But
they
I mean, she was like, oh, I'm going to like pack my stuff. So she was probably like, I'm trying to come here to work it out. And AD's like completely just like she wanting didn't
come,
me to move. Yeah.
She didn't come there to work. She came there. It's like, so say you're looking through your significant other's phone, you find something, you can't go to them and say, look, I found this, because then that will show that you were looking over their phone.
But if I found something, however, you're still wrong.
Yes. However, if a friend sends it to you, now it's like, okay, now I have the right to be upset.
Right.
So Monice went there with the right to be upset, to not to have an argument, not to have a discussion.
Right.
Because it's just kind of like, no matter what happens, if somebody cheats on the other person or something else goes wrong, you have to look at the steps that happened to get to that point.
Right, right.
So it's like, okay, well, my girlfriend fell on somebody's penis or something happened. Mm-hmm. It's like, how did that get to that point where 2 weeks ago, a month ago, we were happy.
Right.
We were in bed together. You know what I'm saying? So you have to look at all those steps. And if you don't look at all those steps, then...
But they haven't been happy for a long time.
And she hasn't been getting ass for a long time either.
Like, come on, the AD girl is looks starving.
Like, AD's like starving.
Yeah.
So you can be starving somebody like that. Starving a little fat kid. And then you come on now.
She did add fuel to the fire. I mean, it's one thing to like be off in the club with the chick, but to be up on a chick that you know I don't fool with that girl. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the ultimate no-no.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because, I mean, like, if you're putting that person in the position, then you're putting them into possibly doing some petty stuff. People don't really know how petty somebody is until, one, you break their heart, or two, you get a divorce. You don't know how Grammy somebody could be. It's like, oh,
that's the
you taking all the cars, too?
Yeah.
Like, you trying for the kids? Yeah. Really? Like,
that was
we were in love 10 years ago.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
Yeah. It's a no for me.
So, well, you know, we'll see what goes on with that. Do you think that their relationship is going to weather the storm?
I'm going to say yes, only because I saw them comment on something on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
The other day, so I think
they're still together, because I saw they were on they did an Instagram live video together not too long ago. So
I saw something. Like,
I know they're together because of social media, but if we're taking out social media,
everything's just amplified right now because they're the camera's right there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Subconsciously, you act out.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's
when
true.
You're being.
I just hope that they had some space to get their thoughts together and then they're back together.
Or yes, let's say like bust a couple. Yes. You know, sex those windows. You know.
Bust a couple.
It's good. Sex is about a good. We grow.
Good thing this is not a Jesus show. AD will be on next week, so we'll be able to ask her some of these questions, hopefully we can get some answers. And you know,
bust a couple.
But hopefully,
did you get some girls? Give us the tea.
Hopefully, she bust a couple. Chanel West Coast.
She's so cute.
And Lucci, Nikki Baby, and Safari. I have a feeling Nikki Baby and Safari are still kind of like, you know, friends with benefits.
Yeah, I think they hook up occasionally.
Because Safari looks like he can, like, even though they're still friends, he looks like he can lay it down. Like,
oh, yeah.
He got that Jamaican blood. You know about
it. Do you remember that picture? Or was it like a print? Do you remember that? It was him in his underwear?
Mm-mm. Oh, yeah.
I didn't see that.
He's blessed.
Oh, Lord. I didn't see that.
You didn't know. You had to Google it.
Show me after the show.
I will.
Coconut oil.
Bro, like.
So,
Did you guys see the whole thing with Chanel West Coast and Charlamagne the God? I love
Buster's
Club.
Yeah.
So
he's so stupid.
From last week's show, he gave her a donkey of the day, which was pretty funny with A1 and all this whole situation. So fast forward, I'm kind of eager. I wonder if they're going to talk about it on the reunion special. I'm kind of excited about that. Mm. Fast forward, her and Lucci go out on a date, and they're chaperoned by Nikki Baby and Safari. And I was like, wait, how old is this girl? So I look up, and she's like 28, 29. And I'm like,
is she?
That's what, according to Google. It might not be true, because it's everything in, you know, fake news.
Yeah, so that ain't old, though, okay?
Yeah, she's I mean, I'm
just saying. Well, no, she looks young, but I know she's been in the game. Like, I've seen her.
The Rob show.
Yeah, yeah, even before that, I've seen her in the game for a while. Okay. So, I mean, it's pot, like, again, I looked it up. That's what it said. You never know. I think it says Kim Zolciak is, like, 34, which is clearly not true. So,
she's got to be older than that.
Yeah, she is.
No shade.
No shade. It's just that she looks good, but, you know, it's the internet. You just never know. So, do you think this is just a relationship thing? Like, do you think this is just a one-off? Do you think they could make
Lucci
this work?
Chanel?
Yeah.
I think it's cute to watch it unfold, but I don't think it's going to
I don't think that's real.
But she was right, though. Her being a Virgo and him a Taurus, they're highly compatible. So they might prove it.
He's funny, though. Yeah, he's funny.
He seems like he's looking for a relationship. I mean,
probably not.
You get that from him?
Yeah.
Lucci?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I mean, possibility. Taurus men, though, they actually do very well in relationships, so...
So Ziza B, she's been on live chat. She was saying that Zell Spag was supposed to be on BHL live and he didn't show up
today.
He showed up for us though.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to get him on for the reunion special because he was definitely.
Yeah, he said he would.
Definitely lit, so we'll work on that. Whew, Keisha and Boobie. So what do you think of this?
I think it's so cool that they're, you know, open enough to have those conversations with each other about moving on. I don't think she wants to admit it, but I kind of get that Keisha might still have a little.
Me too. You can read it all over her face.
She was very inquisitive about.
And that could just be nosy. I'd be asking questions about people all the time.
She was really asking. I was like, oh, dang.
I feel like I can read in her face. 21 like,
questions.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like,
you know.
Well, I don't think. The fact that she doesn't care, she does care. That was that's her ex-husband. That's the father of her kids. At one point, I think sometimes you might always get that one or two love where no matter what happens, there's always going to be love for that person. Yeah. And that's, like, she let him stay in her house.
That's love.
Mm-hmm. And that's and it sounds like he don't have a lot of money left because she said you need to go and start picking up that basketball. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so,
she's like, give me some money.
She started throwing some shade. So that's love right there. So I don't think it's necessarily like, okay, well, who you danged? It's more of just more like being nosy. I ask people like 30 questions all the time, not because like I want to like date you. It's just like, I'm just, so who, what's up nosy, with your DMs? Like, what's going on there?
I think their communication is getting better divorced than it was probably married. Like, you could see like they truly do love each other, but
I wonder if she raised an eyebrow though when he told her that him and Brooke might, because she knew that they've been friends for a long time.
Right.
So I wonder if that made her think, like, wait a minute.
Yeah. Like, I think it did, because there was, like, that awkward pause in there.
Yeah,
and I was like, she's thinking about the timeline of, like,
she
wait.
She said, y'all been friends for a minute, you know?
Yeah.
But I think he made it awkward by how he answered it. Like, well,
Brooke.
About that, right.
And poor Boobie. It looks like he's...
gonna go to Catalina by himself.
No.
But the thing is, he's cute though.
He's really cute.
He's
charming.
Yeah, I understand the friendship and I understand, you know, the closeness of that, but it's just kind of like you put yourself in a messy situation, you finally got out of that, you and Keisha are now on like good standings, good terms, which is amazing. That doesn't happen for everybody.
Right.
So it's just like, why are you gonna put yourself in another messy situation?
Right.
Like, you know, get your stuff together, get your music together, get everything popping, and you don't have to worry about chasing nobody. You don't have to invite it. People are gonna start like, well, let's go to Cali. All
right,
like,
I'm
here. So I think with this situation, even if him and Brooke were to work out, they still need to clear up their messy situations.
Right. I saw this meme actually taking a movie. It was like, you versus the guy she tells you not to worry about. And it was like Marcus and then Boobie on the other side. Because it was basically saying that because Boobie's fine.
Booby is fine, yeah. Honey.
Mm, he's cute.
Booby got the sauce. What them coins looking like, though, Booby? That was funny. Speaking of coins, though, because Keisha threw... Did you guys catch that scene? She was like, I think you should stick to the basketball or something, because I need some money. Ball. Mm-hmm. So it sounds like he ain't bringing in...
I got no comment. I can't choose between them.
What's up with them coins, Booby and Marcus?
Yeah, no comment.
I'm Booby. I'll go with Booby.
I'm Marcus. Boobies. If I have to choose Marcus.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. I go with my football players who took a knee yesterday because they were all.
Let's go.
Okay. 6'5" chocolate brother.
Girl, you don't want them.
So what do you say?
You don't want them either.
Oh, what are you talking about?
Wags.
You don't want a football player.
No, retired. That's what you got to do.
Been there, done that. You don't want that either.
I'm there. I'm good.
You did that,
girl. Yeah. Next.
You were a wild girl.
Girl. Next. Moving right along.
I mean, who was he?
I'm not... Oh, no. We don't kiss and tell. We don't say no names. We're cordial, but no. Yeah.
What team does he play for?
He's retired. He's retired.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want him thinking that I'm giving him a shout out.
Yeah.
So,
okay, let's just clarify.
We'll talk after.
We both have the old same boo. What state does he live in?
He lives here.
All right, so we good. Clear that up real quick. I had to put it like, look, there's this
right.
Small world out there.
I'll right. be getting a message later.
Right. What's your predictions for next week?
And now you're after Buzz TV.
I'm for one, I'm here for a B2K reunion. Not so much that, you know, I don't think that they would go far and long, and I don't mean that in a negative way, because it seems like, you know, they're doing very well individually. Mm. But I think it would be cool to see like a little reunion concert.
Yeah,
I'm here for it.
Mm. I think like Fizz and Omarion should do some projects together.
Hmm.
Like Casey and JoJo did from like back in the day. From like
we're all like,
yeah.
I mean, Omarion has the, you know, and Fizz has.
Yeah. But I think we're in a time where like we love throwbacks. Like we love throwback stuff. Mm-hmm. So I think if B2K came together, I feel like they have a cute little concert.
I was so here for J Blue.
You heard your words though. You said a cute little concert.
I'm not saying like Staples Center
they
is sold
grow
out.
Now, girl.
But like.
You never know. Staples Center.
What else? I would like to see how this thing unfolds with AD and Monice. I think that obviously AD said she's going to move out. So I think they're probably going to end up taking like maybe like a couple steps back. But like we said, they're obviously not broken up. So.
Yeah.
That's why I don't like about some of these like reality shows how they timeline it, because we know they already did the reunion,
mm-hmm.
But it just feels like with the advent of social media and how many times everybody's on it, and then you have the people giving their tea after the show and all this other stuff that you already know so much that you don't even have to watch the show to an extent. It's just like you already know what's going on. You know who's having beef with what. Mm-hmm. You can literally look on all their social media pages, and it's just kind of, it almost takes away from the fun of waiting, even though I don't like waiting for another show. But the fun of waiting, you know, it's like, okay, this is what's going to happen. Are they going to break up? Well, we just saw them on Instagram. Was shot 2 months ago, so therefore, you know. So that's kind of the thing I don't like about it. But, you know, it is what it is. Mm-hmm. Any other predictions?
I'm excited for... Booby and Hazel E's like confrontation, because and she's always throwing something, because she grabbed her by the pool, so she grabbed an empty cup and filled up the cup with the pool and threw it on him, and he got up, and you know, I'm obviously he's not gonna attack her, because I don't think that's in his character as a man, you know.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, where is the line where like you can't just keep trying to fight and throw stuff at people, man or woman, and not think that they're not about to pop off eventually, you know? So it's like, the way he popped up, I'm eager to see what he's going to actually do and, like, what's going to happen with that situation. But I think he's going to, like, in a way, put her in her place, because he's a man that, like, popped up back on her and didn't, you know.
Good. I think somebody needs to put her in her place, because this whole LA is my city. Hazel, I ain't seen you not headline not a single event, not a
Golden
nothing.
Globes,
like, how
Oscar? Yeah. I haven't seen any of that.
How is this your city, sweetheart?
You know, like, Grammys.
The doctor's adding shade on top of it.
She's like, my I haven't seen you in any Golden Globes, Oscar.
How is this your city?
Sweetheart. She's just feeling herself. She got confidence.
Sip
for days.
Some humble juice.
Oh. Oh, man. I guess Cindy Zelay is not coming on the show. So, Senzel.
I'm open for conversation.
Any other predictions?
I want to know what's going to happen with Chanel, Lucci, and Alexis Sky. What is... because Alexis is going to go to... I don't know, they're at an event or something like that. I want to see, her and Chanel, get into it or talk about what they need to.
Zaza B says, unless you Kobe or Magic, you ain't running LA.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Agreed.
I just really think that you don't have to say you run something if you really run it. I always say, I talk, Beyonce is queen. Beyonce is who she is because who she is. She's not walking. We named her Queen B. She's not
I
run the world, you know?
Yeah. So.
Even LeVar Ball has more say in LA than
thank you. Woo. No shade to Hazel E, but last show, I feel like, you know, it's usually the loudest one in the room who's the least confident, and Hazel E barking, man. Like,
she be ready to fight though too.
She likes to throw water from pools and stuff. I prefer the
Monice approach when she kind of took her jacket off and then snatched that chick by the hair real quick. Yeah. I prefer that.
Less talking, more doing, right?
Yeah, I'm warning you.
Mm-hmm.
But
I'm warning you.
It cracks me up. Hazel E, she stays bringing gifts. Like, even in this episode and the next episode, you see she has her bags. She's like,
and that's my thing. I feel like she tries so hard to make herself relevant. You know what I mean?
Somebody's buying her book. Somebody's buying her... I don't know all the companies she has, but somebody's buying the stuff.
But usually, you know, words of wisdom, a quote. Usually...
when call her Gandhi from here on out.
Usually when you are wealthy, you don't tell people. Mm-hmm. You show them through your hustle. That's all I have to say.
Mm.
Who said that to her?
The one and
her.
Only.
Cynthia
Nicole.
Five.
Oh. What a lovely Monday.
So funny. No, but I agree. We said, because no shade to Hazel. She's a beautiful girl. I feel like, obviously, she has a lot going for herself to be on the show.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
But I just, like you said, you know.
And she does hustle, because she got a lot of stuff
going on. Yeah. You don't have to promote yourself constantly. If you shaking and you're running LA like you say you are, your action, your moves will speak for itself.
Exactly. Simple.
Woo! So much shade in these predictions. I really just want to see Ray J and Princess won.
Yeah, what happened to them? Making a baby. They've been getting busy.
They're just probably not enough drama. Look at all this drama we have. They're just
trying to make a little family. I think Ray J is literally trying to be that good husband, that good man, and he's staying out of trouble. And when you stay out of trouble, you're not as fun, I think.
That's true.
So I really want to see, I really want to see what they're up to.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see what A1 and Lyric are up to. We barely see them together.
Right.
We see them separated, and I don't think they're separated, but we barely see them, interacting together and doing stuff. And again, she put her foot down. He can't be... producing any other women artists, so maybe that was a thing. I don't know.
But shout out to Lyrica, because I've been following her and her music is doing great.
Mm-hmm.
The girl can sing. I know she writes music for other people too, but her as an artist, she's really talented. So shout out to you, Lyrica.
I think she's gonna pop, especially with the whole stuff with Cardi B.
Yeah.
Number one over.
Yeah. Here we go, Cardi B. Yes.
For the culture.
I love how everyone's rooting for her. Yeah. It just feels
not everybody.
You don't think? I feel like everyone's so happy for her.
Everybody who don't have some color, they weren't really.
I just love the fact that she's been authentically herself.
Yes,
you know, unapologetically.
Time.
All her craziness, and she owns who she is. Mm-hmm. And one of my close friends from college, I have to shout out Keisha. She's her backup dancer.
Oh,
so shout out to you, Keisha.
Better.
Yeah.
So that's awesome.
So let me see. So I said, I want to see Hayes. I want to see Lyrica and A1. I want to see Ray J and Princess. I don't know. I like Chanel West Coast, but I just don't know how she's fitting into this whole storyline, how that's going to go about. I have a feeling there's going to be some fight brewing something's going to happen with her and somebody. Hazel E and her might turn on each other. Something's going to happen. I love me some Zell. I just want to be on his side. Never. Yeah, I want to be on that. Don't want to be on his side.
I'm sorry. I just got a... Ziaz Bilou just said, Ray J needs to move on to Hip Hop Squares or something because he ain't got much of a story. Hip Hop Squares, for real?
I like that show.
The shit.
Hey, Cardi B's on Hip Hop Squares, I think, today. Tonight. Aww. So
funny. We need to bring that person, Ziaz Bilou, on the show.
Yeah. He was on the chat. I love it. You need to like copy and paste and then put that, because once the show goes off, by the way, nobody can see the live comments. So if you want people to see it, because you were giving some good angles right there, you copy paste and just put everything in the comments if you want to, so everybody can see the love and the shade that you were posting. For some
commentary.
Here for it. Alexis Sky again. I'm gonna dig up some bodies and find out who this baby daddy is, and we'll have something next week hopefully. Like I said, congratulations to her. I hope she doesn't get into too many more fights. I feel like she's over it, but somebody's gonna pull her back in to the drama, because that's just what happens. I'm hoping to see Tiara pop up, because I think we have a couple. This is episode 11, I believe. 14 episodes, so next couple episodes I hope to definitely see her pop up. And then AD and Moniece, obviously they're still together, so hopefully them moving out, maybe she realizes she needs to get some counseling.
Yeah.
She'll figure it out. And then Brooke, you probably just need to make a list and just what booby,
pros and cons,
what Poobie can do, what Marcus can do, who can do you better, who you figure can do better, take some measurements,
I do. I agree with what you said earlier.
Wait, measurements? Though.
Oh, that totally flew out.
I didn't catch that. That's funny. I was going to say, I agree with what you said.
Really?
Yes.
What are we talking about? I feel like this is After Buzz After Dark.
What else are we talking about? His package, goddammit. What's wrong with you?
I was thinking of fashion, sorry.
I was saying, I agree with what you said as far as like, I think that Marcus and Brooke do have something special. If they can really pull it together, I would say I'm rooting for them, only because we all know it's challenging to find real love in LA. And if they can put all the BS to the side, you know what I'm saying, and like focus on each other, no more entertaining extra people, then I'm here for
The ring. Yeah, the ring.
I hope they both learn their lesson and they just
appreciate it.
Challenge and find love in LA. You want to expand upon that?
It's challenging. Like, y'all don't think so? Dating in LA is,
wow.
It's just, we're going to have to talk about that on another episode, just because that's a season of talk all by itself.
Yeah.
Just relationships. I mean, I'm not saying that it's not possible, but especially when you work in the industry, whether it be hosting, music, acting, whatever.
But just remember, it comes from the inside.
Here we go.
It comes from the inside.
Love it.
And that other person will come that meets you.
I agree. Yeah. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm happy. I'm super happy with where I'm at, But I've learned throughout the 5 years of being here that LA is a different scene for dating.
For sure. Yeah.
Any more?
Come on, Gandhi.
I mean, I think so. I did. My booze outside the state. Like, I went out. I went and exported that shit.
Yes.
Denver.
And that actually, that's not a bad idea. I mean, I've tried that too, but just, How do you guys feel about working in the industry and dating somebody in the industry?
No.
Yeah.
Well, I like athletes.
They cute.
They big, they genetics.
Like, I'm starting to like redate, so I'm just trying to figure out what I want.
Yeah.
Like, that's all I'm doing right now. I'm literally making a vision board on what I want to do with love and who that person is.
Yeah. That's really cool.
Yeah, because you have to. Wherever he's from, if you're watching.
Yeah.
I feel like that would be hard. Size on there, too. You get everything else, and then it's like,
He has to be funny.
There you go.
Maybe he's watching right now.
I co-sign that. He has to
be
funny.
Prince Charming.
Aw.
He can be number 6 on Instagram.
Wow. All right. So there you have it. Do you want to do any quick little motivational quotes or anything? Or
she sounds like she has a book.
I know. I'm like, come on.
Anything you want to give to the couples, love, like some love tips real quick?
Actually, I'm reading this book by, his name is Cute. but I might be butchering his last name. I think it's Blackson. He talks about knowing with love, finding your heart and spirit, and know what you want. So you have to look inside of you, and then it'll come out, whoever that person is. So
Cynthia 5 with the motivation.
Anything else?
You know what? I'm going to speak from a personal place, and I'm going to say, in order to find, like, love, you have to really, really, really love yourself and, like, you know, put yourself first. Stop settling. You know what I mean? Yes. There's nothing wrong. Like, just because somebody shows you attention does not mean you have to take it. Everybody that's interested isn't eligible.
Ooh.
And so you have to, like,
that's quotable right there.
Just make sure you at me, Brittany Q Hill. But that's kind of how I feel. I feel like, you know, you, be honest with what you want. You know what I mean? Like, really, yes. really be honest about what you want. Don't settle.
That's beautiful, guys.
You
wanna
add anything to that? Or you want to retweet anything?
I'll retweet all that. I'll quote tweet it. I'll take Bridget and James' situation. I think that people need to stop being so comfortable. Just because you're comfortable in a situation doesn't mean that you can't leave it. So I think in their sake, I don't think they're meshing well anymore. I think that they need to kind of end their relationship and just be friends. And just advice for other people, if you're feeling, just because you're comfortable doesn't mean you need to stay in that relationship forever. You can move on and be at peace with moving on.
Mm-hmm. Your turn, girl. What you got?
Make it good. Make it good.
I don't think I can follow up, y'all. All I have to say is communication.
Yes.
State what you're about. Know what you're about. Know what your back ends are, meaning that, well, yeah, your back end. meaning that... meaning that you know what makes you tick. You know the good sides, you know the bad sides, and if you start off with that and you're open with that, and you also know your partner saying, mm-hmm. hey, these are the situations, we're living in this state, or we're living wherever, these are the possibilities that might happen. You know, you can't predict everything, but I'd rather an honest person than, you know, not. You're not gonna hurt my feelings. I'm good.
All right. End of the night with a bang. All right.
On that note, where can everybody find you and your motivational speaking quotes and love? I feel you need to be texting everybody in the morning. Right. Good morning, boo.
Rise and shine, everybody.
God loves you. What are you having for breakfast?
I actually saw a rainbow driving over here, so that says a lot right there. But you can find me on all social media under Cynthia Nicole 5.
And make sure you guys tweet me and put the quotes with all my little quotes. And you can follow me at Brittany Q Hill on all social media platforms.
Thanks for watching. You can follow me at Imani_Blackman under all social media platforms as well.
Thanks, guys, for following me. Also, just on a sad note, to bring it down just a little bit, a lot of stuff are happening with natural disasters. So if you follow me at TK Trinidad, I'm posting a lot of different stuff where you can send food, money, donations, all that good stuff, because we are humans, so let's help other humans. It doesn't matter what country they're from. At least also helping people in our country, not hating them, just saying. At TK Trinidad. So we will see y'all next week. Big week, hopefully. AD will be in with us, so we'll see how that goes. See y'all later. Ciao.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.